This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Everybody, it is Tom Chenault. This is the Tom Chenault Radio Show. I hope you are having an unbelievable day. This is a show that is special to my heart. I have no idea if any of my misfit friends will be watching this because it's not home-based business. I think it's a whole lot. Home-based business is my job, and that's how I get paid. That's what I do. I'm passionate about it, but this is what makes me live my life, and that's helping addicts. That's helping homeless people. That's helping alcoholics. And I know I can't do it alone. And my co-host here for a little while till I get tired of him is my friend J.W. Wilson. He is the guy that introduced me to Robert Kiyosaki. They grew up in Hawaii together. They were complete and total crazy people. And I love him. And he's writing a book on the brain, and we'll get to that in a minute. He lost his son how many years ago to heroin?
Two years ago.
This is the kid. He was my godson. My son Dominic's in the studio audience. Tough time for everybody, and it makes this show really pertinent. It is so nice that he came down here. And our guest is an amazing woman who I accidentally met in an airport. I thought she was hitting on me because she had on this magnificent fur coat and a chihuahua, and she'd just come from Aspen, and she was headed to New York City, her home. And she looks over at me and goes, "Excuse me, sir," because I'm 100. And I said, "Yes, ma'am." And she goes, "Are you by chance a friend of Bill W.?" And I go, "Yes." And that's the code for AA. And I thought that my sobriety was just emanating out of my skin. But what was really happening was my wedding band had the AA symbol on it, and she spotted it. And it turns out that this fresh-faced kid had gotten sober and had given her life to recovery in those days. So when we got to New York, she hooked me up with Perry Street, all the unbelievable AA meetings. So Denise and I went to all of those. But we became friends with her, her two children, her life, and she is the real deal. If you go to Silver Bell Coaching right now, you can get a little dose of this woman. But how are you, Natasha?
I'm doing well. What a fun introduction.
Well, that's you.
Oh, that was precious. Yeah, wasn't that, what, about 8 years ago?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was much younger then.
You had the triangle on your finger, and I still am, but even more so, recovery is such an amazing piece. It's like we get a second chance with life. And so anytime I can engage with another person and human being that's in this program and breathing that life, you know, and I see this little humble ring on your finger with a triangle, and I'm like, hey, what are the odds? In I don't know what, Denver, I think we were, and just saying hello, basically, in our AA way.
And you have changed a lot of lives since then. So in a nutshell, talk about your education and your mission and your business. And the reason I want people listening is because, I mean, people to pay real hard attention, is we have a huge problem, but we've got a God-sized solution to it. And most of us can do something to change the outcome of all this opiate and alcohol problems. And Natasha is on the leading edge of it. Tell them about you a little bit.
Sure. Gosh, where do I begin? Let's start with the epidemic that we find ourselves in and how unfortunate it is that our number one kill in our nation of 50 people, 50 and under, is accidental overdose. And the devastation that's causing our lifestyle here, you know. And so I work with an organization called Partnership for Drug-Free Kids. It used to be called Partnership for Drug-Free America. This is your brain. This is your brain on drugs. It's a philanthropic organization that I've been working with for about 10 years now. And we lead pro bono workshops on the Upper East Side of Manhattan. And we are hosting them kind of like a grassroots campaign for 8 years now, I think. And other moms from all the schools come around, sit in the living room, and we have a leading psychologist who's addiction trained sitting there quoting stats and statistics, and we teach and educate these parents on how to have challenging conversations with their 11, 12, 13, 14, and 15-year-old. To me, that is what makes me get up in the morning. That's just philanthropic pro bono, because you've got to give this message away and you've got to reach the masses. And Partnership for Drug-Free Kids does that. They're so known for so many things. But out of my own recovery, when I met you, I was actually still doing, I remember our first radio show together. Ironically, I did it on my grandmother's deathbed. I don't think you knew that. I was visiting my grandmother in Michigan. She was passing away at 92, and she was everything to me. And I'm actually here out in Montana now on the family cattle ranch that her ancestors, my ancestors, homesteaded. And so I did this radio show with my cousin, who flew from Montana, as we were saying our goodbyes in the living room. And I was doing event planning with Russell Simmons. And it was fun, and it was nice doing a luncheon at the Plaza Hotel in Manhattan and bringing beautiful guests and, you know, filling the bottom line for his donations and his charities. But in the end, I took a step back and said, is this it? Is this what life is all about for me? A Hamptons event in the Hamptons. And it just didn't feel right. Sober 2 years, trying to figure things out, moving through some transitions in my life, my grandmother's passing. And I didn't have an answer at the time, but I knew that my sobriety was the most important thing to me. And that's where I was going to 2 meetings a day, sponsoring so many women. And I'll just touch up really quickly on the organicness about how my company started. By default, my passion found me, Tom. And I had friends that are in recovery, similar to yourself, that are, you know, psychologists, MDs, doctors, lawyers, who are saying, you need to do this professionally. And I was like, no, I'm not a social worker. I'm not an MD. They're like, stop, get out of your own way. Because I have three small kids at home at the time. And I was a single mom. And so I'm trying to figure things out. And they said, go get certified as a coach. And I'm like, yeah, but, you know, that's kind of for people who didn't amount to something, right? I had so much judgment on myself. And I went ahead and got certified as a life and recovery coach, two separate certifications. And I began working with moms who were, because I'm a divorced mom, who were transitioning out of marriage into, being a single mom and trying to stay sober. And I was able to help bring those women to sobriety. And they still have lasting recovery to this day. And my company has morphed into, I really bespoke case management where, you know, Tom, I can't even begin to tell you how blessed I am. That was about 8 years ago.
And what's gone on with you is you basically have found the kids that are stuck on this skid row of privilege.
Yes,
and
correct.
It's a tougher spot by a long shot. When you're laying in the gutter and you have no alternative but to get sober, that's one thing. But when you're living a really, really big lifestyle and your parents are loaded, it is a whole different ballgame, and very, very, you know, you came from that kind of a lifestyle, and look at what's happened to you.
A bit of a disaster. But yeah, both my parents died from alcoholism and drug addiction, and so did my son. So if you've got the makeup, you got the genetic makeup, and what you're doing is perfect. You're starting, at the time you're dealing with these kids, adults have about 5,000 connections per neuron. The children with have up to 15,000 connections per neuron. That's why kids can learn so quickly.
Yep.
So if you start sooner, what we do is, and basically your environment starts to shape your brain, which dictates your behaviors.
Got it.
What you're doing fantastically is starting with these kids when their brains are the most malleable. They're helping change their environment that literally changes the shape of their brain, so they literally see addiction and drugs and alcohol very differently than they would if you weren't doing what you're doing. You're literally altering their neurobiology so you can save their lives.
Crazy.
Thank you so much for that. I want to have you on our next workshop, because I can say that all day long. It's getting the parents to recognize that they have the power to set the tone to change their children's trajectory in life. And because teens, 14, 15, even 12 years old, they're so challenging and they're so like, no, I'm going to do this, and I'm going to go be with Bobby, and Bobby's going to be around weed, and I don't care, and it's going to be legal. Your answer should be, no, you're not. You're going to come home. You're not going to do that. And so giving parents, there's a book that was published a few years ago by a psychologist named titled Permission to Parent. And it really is just giving the right back to parents to say, no, I'm the adult. I'm the one that has the neurons connecting. I have the prefrontal cortex that's working properly. You know, you're going to be listening to me. So we're really trying to empower the parents And so, Tom, when I end up getting a lot of more intensive cases, it's that 18 to 30-year-old range where the parents are taking a step back and say, okay, I can't figure this out by myself. Like you said, Tom, please help me. And so we come in with like a SWAT team to help the parents get these children back on that trajectory because their brains aren't done developing until now. What research says almost 26, 27. Is that right?
That's right. Yeah.
So we have a lot of time to get that brain at 22 reformatted.
Yep, you do.
So, Natasha, what do you have? You have over 100 companions going now?
Oh, my goodness. On my roster, I have about 150. I would say a little bit less than half for a little more actively on cases. It's not like we put two per case, and that could be I'm in the UK, I'm in nationwide, anywhere. We help kids finish college, kids finish, you know, gap years, medical leaves, summer programs, you name it. Let's just fix it. Let's plug up the holes. You know, I kind of think about when I'm herding cattle, how do I get 50 head of cattle from one pasture over 400, you know, the other pasture over the mountain, you know, nice and easy. We stage the horses around the cattle, just kind of ease them on in and point them in that direction, but give them space to figure it out for themselves a little bit.
Wow. Is that cool enough?
Well, what you're really doing is creating a different environment. What our brain wants to do is its main job. The reason Arabs are Arabs in Italians are Italians is because they grew up in an environment that shaped their brain to be that way. Right? Mm-hmm. So the more we can alter the environment that these people are growing up in, the more the feedback that they're getting from the environment creates this positive internal feedback, then the more it changes their structure so they naturally self-correct. You don't have to run around beating them over the head.
I love it.
And one of the things that you said was fascinating from the neurobiological standpoint is what you found in life, what is meaningful to you now. What most of these children, the fascinating thing about the neural signature for addiction, what it does to dopamine, endorphins, serotonin, is the same thing that finding meaning in your life does.
And you nailed it.
So the lower the meaning in your life, the lower your ability to stimulate those neurochemicals. So what do? You look outside of yourself to stimulate those neurochemicals with thrill seeking or drugs or alcohol or those kind of things.
That is cool. All right.
Go ahead, Tom. Sorry.
No, what were you going to ask him?
What we do to jump off that, because that's exactly, I love that I was saying before we got on live, you know, we're the non-clinical approach with our sober coaches, our support coaches and companions that live one-on-one with the client to help rehabilitate them and give that positive reinforcement and non-reactive energy to them as they defuse and rebuild their transmitters so that we can create that meaning and purpose, because the first 6 months they can't do that, and then I have a kid doing helicopter lessons.
I gotta take a break. Hold it. Let's take a break.
Okay.
We're coming back right after this.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
And we are back. It is Tom Chenault. It's the Tom Chenault Show. I hope you're all having an unbelievable day. That first segment with Natasha Silver Bell and J.W. Wilson was off the chain. And now we're on the second part of this thing. And this little snot-nosed kid right here is Dominic Chiani, my tremendous, tremendous son, who is J.W.'s, the kid that passed 2 years ago, was his best friend. So this is an emotional day. His celebration for that anniversary is tomorrow. That's why I wanted to do this show with Natasha and Kim Calabrese, because I'm in a real, real big funk. And losing somebody that close to you and having a son, I mean, it's been pretty crazy, huh?
Yeah, 2 years ago, the 20th.
Yeah, so tough stuff. Say hi to Natasha, my buddy. This is the kids we're trying to save, right, Natasha?
Hey, I'd love to meet him live one day.
Nice to finally, I mean, better than the texting we've been doing, but it's nice to finally see you.
We'll put him to work.
Yeah. So this is the kind of kids you're saving their life, though, right?
Say it again?
These are the kind of kids that you are committed for the rest of your life to saving.
100%, and I was just going to add, what happens with a lot of my clients is after a year or two, they come in as being one of my coaches. And I have kids, heroin addicts, like some of the scariest cases I've ever worked on. These kids are shooting up. And I just, as long as the parents let go and let me do my job, then boy, do we rock it until we have successful long-term recovery under our belt. These kids, you should interview them someday. They're unbelievable. You remind me of them, Dominique.
And that's what we want to do. I mean, seeing these kids literally come back to life.
Yes.
From where it was, has got to be like the most gratifying thing on the planet for you. And you are not touchy-feely. You are warm. I mean, I'll never forget when I sat with you in New York with Denise, and we were talking in that restaurant, and our eyes were just this big because, you know, she looks like such a great kid. Natasha does. But, man, the sailor in her came out when she was talking about her commitment to these kids. And she takes, I want to get behind Dominic, honey. Because she takes no wooden nickels. I mean, you are tough, but you have to be with them, right?
You have to be. There's a tenderness, but yet if we're dealing with someone who wants to run out and shoot up, hi, and then I've been known to body check a client into submission, yes. Technically, you're not supposed to do that, but you know what? The kid's alive today and working for me as a coach.
Yeah, and you will stop at nothing. Nothing on this planet to help them.
As long as the parents give me the right to take care of their child, amen.
That is a beautiful thing. And you're always, Denise forgot to turn off her phone, first radio show. So that's very cute. But, yeah, and we love you, and we want to help you. And you're always doing fundraisers out there where we can give you money. But how do people help you?
I think prayer is probably one of the most important pieces that people can give in their heart, because it's through the power of prayer that I'm able to, I think, be what one would consider a successful company, because I am constantly just giving everything I can, but it isn't my work. I'm just the messenger. It's the work inside the client's hearts and the parents' hearts that soften, and they can, the change can happen from internally, from the inside out. So a lot of prayers maybe for all those who are sick and suffering and still struggling, and not just for the client, but for the family members, because sometimes it's even more painful for the parents to watch their loved ones suffer and know that they can't do anything but let go and pray.
That's beautiful. Another guy living on the web, on the Facebook Live here is Duke Rumley, and I know he's
talking
a little bit about this sober AF entertainment that Dominic and he just got published in a big article, a big magazine, as a result of the work that Duke and his foundation are doing, providing sober places at concerts and football games, because everything's a toilet bowl. The minute parents are gone and the kids are free, it's over, right, Natasha? We need that.
Yeah, we need other choices. And so one of my friends, actually a former client of mine, started a company called Sober Fun NYC. And she's launching that now. I mean, what we do is rebuild that. Your other gentleman that was on, it's finding a purpose and a passion in life. And clearly my passion found me. And so when we can rebuild these young people, or even I have 40 or 50 year old clients, and reinvent them into something that is of meaning and worth for them, forget it. Drugs and alcohol won't even come close to them because they don't have time for that.
Well, nothing. Can you imagine being a sober coach and traveling around with her and doing all that?
Come on. Next time you're in New York, we got to sit down and we'll talk it through.
Plus, he's a New York kid. That's what's cool. His dad's there now, and he can just be rocking and going to meetings.
We have some really cool meetings. A lot of young, really hip and up and coming, cool kids that have some killer sobriety, but haven't lost their swagger. You know, you don't. When you're sober, I think you're even more cool. There's this amazing psychiatrist that I work with in Manhattan called Dr. Rami Kaminsky. And it's so simple, but he's more of a philosophical psychiatrist, because meds are always secondary to the work that we're doing internally. But he says, you know, anybody can put a needle in their arm. Anybody can put a bottle in their mouth. Anybody can put a line or a pill in their mouth or in their nose. It's those that choose not to are the ones that are doing the really cool stuff. And it's so true.
We got to go. It has been Natasha Silver Bell. She is awesome. We're coming back right after this. Thanks for listening.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As President Trump continues to talk about escalating tensions with Iran after canceling a missile strike on the Middle Eastern nation, everything has to be on the table. That's at least according to Republican Congressman Michael Waltz of Florida.
America has the lead. That does not mean we have 500,000 troops on the ground. There is a lot of space between kumbaya world peace and 1 million soldiers on the ground. And those are the options the Pentagon needs to be presenting to the president right now.
Waltz was speaking there on Fox News. President Trump says the ICE immigration raid scheduled for tomorrow will be delayed for a few weeks. On Twitter, the president says that the move comes at the request of Democrats. He adds that during that time period, Democrats and Republicans will get together to see if they can work out a solution on illegal immigration issues at the southern border. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is the Tom Chenault Show, and this is a tough day for me because I am sitting here with the dad of my godson and the best friend of my son, and the kid died accidentally of a heroin overdose 2 years ago, and Mark Stallings, who's my buddy, has agreed to play us a little song just to commemorate Jake's life and Mitch James's life and anybody else who's lost a kid, because it is a terrible, terrible thing, so... Take it away, Mark.
All right, Mark.
Bye. Thank you so much. That was Mark Stallings, who's just a good friend, and he plays taps all over the country on anything to do with veterans. He's a veteran himself and a super, super human being. And he heard about this show, and he knows how serious it is to lose a loved one and what to say to a loved one. And thank you, Mark. And our next guest is Kim Calabrese, who is an unbelievable woman in her own right, a buddy of mine. And she had a terrible loss in her life. And she recognized that no one knows what to say to people when there's loss. I mean, no one. And I'm constantly dealing with it all the time. I don't even know what to say to you most of the time because I don't know if he's happy, sad, or in between. And so Kim, she lost a child and realized nobody knew what to say to her and said, I'm going to write a book about that. And she's done just that. And now all the major networks are chasing her down and TV shows, newspapers, magazines. And the reason it is because we're losing so many kids. We're losing so many people. And, you know, then you get to be my age and hell, all my friends are dying. So I'm constantly talking to somebody that's lost somebody and I don't know what the heck to say to them. If I say, oh, it's for the better, they get pissed off at me and say, no, it's not. And then if I say it's for the worse, they get pissed off at me. I don't know what to do. Kim, how are you?
Good, Tom. Can you hear me?
Perfectly.
Good. Well, you didn't prepare me that you were going to start me out with something so sad. So, again, I'm truly sorry for the losses that I've heard about.
Well, you have absolutely peppered me with requests for questions, scripts, how's your speech sound, and I never responded one time because I don't want a script. I want you to talk from your heart and tell me why you wrote this book. I mean, it's very important, but why'd you do it? Just get real and get authentic. Forget the canned part and just tell us what brought this book on.
Absolutely. Well, in 2003, I lost my six-month-old daughter and my husband and my job, which I was a nanny for 20 years, all on the same day. And my friends and family did the best they could to support me, but no one knew quite what to do. So I would say that I had a friend that gave me some, I wouldn't say the best advice, but that I needed to go out and get a job right away to get my mind off things. So I scurried around and found a friend that worked at Spirit Airlines and got me a job. So by day six, I was working after the loss of my daughter. The unfortunate part was the friend that got me the job had told everyone about me. So when I went into work, everyone just put their head down and you could hear whispering, is that the girl? Is that the girl? And I would just go home and I would cry and cry and cry. I was like, oh my God, I don't fit in anywhere. Everyone's life has gone back to normal and mine was just crumbling day by day. So I lasted for maybe a month, maybe a little bit longer. And I came home one day and I said, you know what? There's two choices. It's either suicide to go be with my daughter, or I'm going to take off and I'm going to move to another state, which mind you, I lived in Michigan 33 years of my life. But obviously I chose the second of the two and I had met my current husband at the time and he chose that he would come with me to Florida. Now, the good part of this story was my parents were living their dream and the two of them were off sailing around the world for 8 years, just the two of them. So they had this beautiful condo in Naples, Florida that overlooked the Gulf and there were these beautiful yachts there and I thought, oh, I could forget all this happened and carry on. So we'd get up and go to the gym, come back and have coffee, look out at the boats, look out at the ocean. I thought, all right, this is okay. But then I wanted to have kids. So in the first 12 months, I had three god-awful miscarriages. And so that obviously gave me something else to focus on. They were concerned I would never be able to have children. So Jim and I went through all of the testing, and all they could come up with is that I was very stressed. So we decided my parents were probably going to want to come home to their condo at some point and that we probably had to get a life. So my husband took a job in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Well, there's not a lot in Tulsa, Oklahoma to stress out about. We've just a matter of running from tornadoes, getting in your Frady holes maybe, and watching tumbleweeds go by, cornfields. So I got pregnant with my son. Everything was great. During the delivery, they lost my son completely. They asked my husband to leave the room, and they called in a team of 20 doctors. And at the very best, they said he would have major brain damage. So the good part to that story is it did reverse to my son. He's probably one of the smartest kids you'll ever meet, and he's almost 13 now. So I now have a 10 and 13-year-old. I knew right at that point my life was changing, that I was going to make it where I homeschooled my boys. I taught them through travel, and we weren't going to wait for anything because life could be taken from you in a second. So I did just that. I lived this lovely life. I travel with my boys at least 6 months out of the year. We were just in China last year for 5 weeks. We travel all over. But about 2 years ago, I became very, very depressed. And I didn't know why. I mean, I was living my dream. I got everything I wanted. I had two beautiful boys. I had traveling. I was living everything I wanted, but I was getting more and more depressed. And I thought, if you don't do something, you need to be here for these little boys. So a dear friend of mine, which a lot of you on this call will know, Lauren LaHoff, I met her many years ago when she was going through the worst thing of her life. And I became friends with her on Facebook, and I kind of watched her, but she scared me. I was like, I am not going to do the things that she's doing. She'd bring me out of my comfort zone. But when I became so dark and deep again, I knew I had to do something. So I had noticed that she was running these women's events called Lobella, and one was coming up, and I asked her if I could come. And she said, she opened me with welcome arms. But I remember one of the first things when I walked in the door, she said, I'm going to dig into you. And I thought, oh, I'm in the wrong place. I don't even know what's wrong. So it happened to be a speaker, which some of you might know, Jennifer Steinman. She's a film producer out in L.A. And she was one of the speakers. And she did a movie that's on Netflix called Motherhood. And it was all parents that had lost children. So as soon as she started talking, I just lost it. And that made me realize where the depression was coming from, as all of this was starting to creep back up on me because I had buried it, pretended it had never happened. So that was the starting point of where the whole thing turned around. And then I hired Lauren as my coach, and we were able to brainstorm, and I joined all these support groups of people that had lost children, and I interviewed thousands of them, sometimes 8 to 10 hours a day. Trying to figure out why I was going through this. And it came up to people just didn't know how to support us. And that's how I came to write the book. I realized when Lauren first told me I was going to write a book, I said, you're out of your mind. You're crazy. There's no way I'd ever do that. But once I could turn it around and realize I could really save millions of lives, once it wasn't about me, it completely changed. Then I was able to go and say, you know what, I can do this, and I can go out and get this education out to as many people as possible.
Where do you want people to buy this book?
Right now on Amazon. It is available for Kindle. I'm hoping Tom will help me make the big announcement. We're making some adjustments, and then in July it will be out on paperback also on Amazon. And it'll get into Barnes & Nobles and all over.
Okay, so right now you can only buy it on Kindle.
What's the name?
Correct.
Yes. What's the name of the book?
The name is What Do I Do by Kimberly Calabrese.
Yeah, hold
it. I named it that because that's what everyone asked me.
Yeah, no question about it. You've got a copy of it sitting right there, right?
I do.
Hold it up so people see it. So that's the book, you guys. It will help you because nobody knows what to say. And what JW said to me earlier today is, I feel worse for the people that I run into than I feel for myself because they're just, it's terrible, right?
Yeah. I mean, at some level, I've worked really hard on, you know, I got to lose my parents. So then I got to lose my son, right? And in a way, they were opportunities to enhance my spiritual condition and recognize there was really no separation. So I kind of came at this from a different viewpoint. So trust me, I'm not, my ego is not healed. I still feel the loss dramatically. But my spiritual self, I feel pretty free and still in connection with my son all the time. So what would happen to me is people would come up to me and they would be so uncomfortable about what to say. You know, we live in a little town here in Boulder and everybody knew we were in the newspaper. It was a big deal. And I would end up feeling more miserable for them than I did for me. Because it's hard for everybody because nobody teaches us how to deal with somebody else's grief. And what you're doing is really adding a lot of value to the world because we need that tremendously.
Yeah, this basically starts from a step-by-step. So from the time you get that phone call, and again, I like to make this clear because people are still, a lot of people still don't understand this. This is not a book for the parents. This is how friends and family can support us. And I think it's a very important thing to point out first that when you lose a child, you also lose your family at the beginning for support because, for instance, it was my mom's first grandchild. So she was grieving. She was absolutely no support for me. I couldn't be support for her. So we really need our friends. So basically, it starts from the time you get that phone call.
I got to take a break here. We're going to take them back right after this with Kim Calabrese. Pretty cool show. Stick around.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Attention GCN self-reliance listeners. If you've ever wanted an emergency solar survival backup system but were waiting for prices too crazy to pass up, this will be the most important message you'll ever hear. Bill Hyde here, and I want to tell you about a huge sale with historically low prices on our PPX microgrid system that's going to let you produce an endless supply of electricity off the grid. The clearance price is a result of the historic flooding we're having here right on the east bank of the Mississippi. Because of the flooding, we've had to move a lot of our inventory to a temporary location. And rather than move it back to the warehouse, we thought we'd offer the system at a price that might seem unbelievable if you didn't know the floodwaters backstory. So here's what you should do right now. Check out the PPX microgrid system at myownpowergrid.com. That's myownpowergrid.com. Over $1,000 in great off-the-grid gear and a ton of bonuses, too. And the best part? You're not going to pay $750 or $500, $300, or even $200. Go to myownpowergrid.com to learn more. That's myownpowergrid.com.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
And we're back. It's Tom Chenault. This is the Tom Chenault Show. We got Kim Calabrese with us. She's written a tremendous book. And those of you that don't know it, she has been working on this book. This is a part of her. She was talking about when she met Lauren, she was at a dark point in her life. And I ran into her in those days. And this was a very, very, very troubled woman just trying to deal with that grief and that everlasting grief. And she got through it. And I am telling you, I am extremely proud of her. The people whose lives she's touching, it's unbelievable. Denise has been getting texted like crazy from friends of hers that are listening to the show that are dealing with that very thing from a long time ago. And talk about that a little bit.
Well, one of my good friends, Marika Barris, is watching. Hi, Marika. She actually started a foundation called My Baby Angel Foundation based on her loss of her first granddaughter, who ironically was 11 years ago today. And she saw that there was no support for the families of people who have lost babies and infants, and that we still don't, you know, we don't talk about it. And people don't know how to address it. And it's not, you know, when it comes from a fundraising standpoint, when you have a nonprofit, it's not a sexy sort of topic like, you know, our humane society is or something like that, you know. And so I think that, like with all death, we need guidance on how to talk about it and how we can best support the families. And around pregnancy and infant loss, a lot of times the mothers get some support, but we don't often recognize that the dads are going through the same thing. And like you were saying, Kim, around, you know, your mom and the extended family. And there is a loss. And, you know, a lot of times the conversation is, well, just try again, you know, have another one. And there are people that have had pregnancy losses that, from years and years ago, women in their 50s, 60s, 70s who are still feeling it. And that baby will always be remembered. And so I think this is really an important topic. And I think that your book is highly needed.
Thank you. Yeah, so the book does start from literally the day you get the phone call, what your role is through the first year. Because really, as a friend, you've got to step up to the plate right away. So what I realized writing the book is, you know, to get the book after the fact is you've already probably missed chapters 1 through 3. Because there's a lot that needs to be done immediately within those first three to four days. That's very important to be there for your friend right from the get-go. So, and then to follow through and then really touching on these poor siblings that are left behind. I mean, the ones I interviewed, they just get lost in a shuffle. Yeah. Someone needs to get assigned to them immediately. I think we forget they just lost their sibling as well as they just lost their parents they once knew. And, you know, it's the suicide and drug overdose rate as a result of that is completely crazy and could be saved. You know, the question I get most is, what do I do? What do I say? And I want to really point out is that you guys are all struggling on what to say. We're struggling of what you're going to say.
No question.
So if I can get enough out there and speak and get that open communication, because none of us even want to go to our own funeral because we're like, oh my God, what is this person going to say to me? And you guys are like, what am I going to say? So if I can get rid of that anxiety between all of us, I think that that's so important to get out there. And, you know, I have it, you know, people assigned at certain stations. The parents should never be left alone without a friend. You know, someone needs to be there at all times with them from start to finish. And then someone needs to be assigned to siblings.
We got a listener who has lost a daughter who is completely wondering where to go with that. What would you say to that parent? Have you got any answer for that?
So I'm sorry, where to go with?
This individual in the comments has lost a daughter and wants to know if you know of any resources for a parent who's lost a daughter to get through it like you got through it.
Well, to be honest with you, I didn't deal with it the best way. That's why I wrote the book. Unfortunately, my book is how their friends can support them. I would recommend maybe their friends could get the book. You know, a lot of support groups are for people. Joining a support group for some people, that works great. Because those are the people at least that understand what you've gone through. But again, those are not our friends and family. We need them. So she can definitely reach out to me. I would be happy to speak to anyone. I would love to put my website up and help in any way that I can. But again, it's hard because this book I wrote is for friends and family to support, and everyone deals with it differently. So I would need to talk to her on a personal level to maybe give her some ideas, because it's more like an interview process because we all deal with things differently.
Yeah, and we've got your website on the comments. What is the website?
Supportofaloveduone.com.
Supportofaloveduone.com.
Correct.
Oh, yeah.
And it is on the back of the book, too.
Yeah. Supportofaloveduone.com. You want to go there. I can't thank you enough for coming on. I think it's a brave book. I love Lauren so much. In fact, we're going to have her on the radio next. I don't have any idea when, but she is a great woman and a stand for people. And what I love about her is she saw the pain in you and decided to do what she could to help you out, knowing full well that once you got help, you were going to go change the world in your own way. And you've done just that. I'm very proud of you both. We'll see you next week. It's been the Tom Chenault Show. Thanks for listening.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines, and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount, and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product, and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.